Well, it's marsh grass, but we never have it up here. It's down in the tideweed.
What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his pants up?
A suspender.
What do you call gravy that people make by adding water to ham grease?
I never understood you exactly.
Oh, okay. It's a kind of gravy. What do you call a kind of gravy that people make by adding water to ham grease?
Well, it's ham gravy.
Okay, that's easy. What do you call the liquid that people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
It's a hog.
A long-legged hog. And it has a thin body and a long snout.
Well, I reckon them's what they call razorbacks, but we don't have them.
Okay. Did you used to have them in this area?
No, ma'am. We never did. But some of the folks around had what they let run wild and never fed them. And them was that kind. But my father always took care of what he had. I mean, the hogs he had, he fed them. They let them go all over the woods before automobile times. You'd lose them.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, they came up. They'd go to the swamps in the day and come out to feed in the evening and morning. They'd be they stayed around. But I mean, they slept around at night, close home. If anything bothered them, you'd know it. And
mm-hmm.
He always fed them. But some folks just give them occasionally a meal, and they look bad.
Mm-hmm. What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Well, it was ground itch.
Okay. What do people call homemade whiskey?
Biscuits.
Homemade whiskey.
Whiskey.
Uh-huh.
Moonshine, I believe the most of it is.
Okay.
Some makes a drink called buck and all kinds of things, but we never was bothered with it and don't know much about it.
Okay. Let's see. For Christmas, a child might hope to get a lot of...
Well, Christmas, Santa Claus presents, I reckon.
Yeah.
I
and what's a general word that means things that children like to play with?
Toys.
Now, this next part is the part on verb forms. And let's see now. If we were talking about reading a book, you might ask me, has the book been read? And the answer might be, yes, yesterday I read the book.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask, has that tree over there ever been
climbed?
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday a boy
climbed it.
If we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask, has the stump been
moved?
Now the word is dragging now.
Oh.
So has the stump been
dragged?
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday we
dragged the stump.
If we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has the horse ever been
rode?
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday someone
rode the horn.
If we were talking about ringing a bell, you might ask, has the bell been
rung?
And the answer might be, yes,
it rung it.
Okay. If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has the work been
done?
The answer would be,
yes, or it has been done.
Yeah, or yes, yesterday
we did the work.
Okay.
Keep on, I'll That's break
okay.
it yet.
No, no, you won't. If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you what your coffee?
Drank your coffee?